Hello, Brian.
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mishka? I really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Mostly as of in the last couple of months, because I never listened to you before that.
Well, I'm glad to hear people are still discovering this show. I think sooner or later, well, let me give you my take on it. Say
okay.
You're Joe Suchere, all right?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty hard to believe that there are many people left in the Twin Cities who don't know Joe exists, right? Because you got a column, first of all. Second of all, you've been on the air forever and in the media forever. And then thirdly, you have this big-time afternoon drive show. So people know who you are, know
yeah.
you're there, and now they're either going to listen or they're not.
Right, right.
Now sooner or later, what happens is enough people hear about you, and everyone knows you're there, and there's no more really getting people to discover you. And I never know when I'm going to hit that point where I can say, well, all the people who... care to know, do know I'm on, and we're now looking at those people who either like the show or don't. And then
yeah.
your ratings are your ratings, and that's what you're going to live with. And those are the people who accept it, and the others reject it, and you're done.
Sure.
Sooner or later, that's going to happen. I'm hoping that because of the obscure time, that is still one of those shows where a lot of people still haven't even heard it once.
Well, that's true.
You know, because then you hope that there's still a chance that these people will listen and like it, and the numbers will grow, but...
Well, I think the 28 to 35 crowd is kind of changing over the years. Is that predominantly who listens to your show?
Well, the demographic they shoot for here is 25-54. Certainly they have no objection to anybody, say 17 to 23, but there seems to be some thing with advertisers where they like that 25-54 for some reason. I don't know, disposable income or something.
Well, that could be, but I think, kids have changed and young adults have changed over the years to where, because, not real close friends, but some of my friends, you'll mention something about what's going on in the Middle East or year 2000 millennium bug or something like that, and they'll give you this blank stare like, what the heck have you been doing for the last 3 years, and you haven't
right.
heard any of this either in the paper or on yeah. TV or whatever.
I sometimes envy those people, though. I know a woman, a friend of my wife's. She doesn't read the paper and doesn't listen to the news. And
yeah.
in her world, it's, it's St. Paul, and it's a quiet, pleasant little town, and there really isn't that much crime, and it's the sun comes up and the skies are blue, and her view of the world is so innocent and wonderful, and I
right.
sometimes wish I had that one.
Right. Maybe we know too much. And what do you think about that blow up your television theory and all of that? I haven't heard you speak on that, really.
Well, I'm a big fan of blowing up your television, but every time I say that, I'm reminded by my boss that, television
Whoops.
Pays a good chunk of my income.
Sister station there, yeah.
But, I don't see much good in it, actually. I don't think there's anything. I will say this, and this has been the problem from the beginning with me. I work at night.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when is any decent television on? Any decent television, any good shows, anything that anybody ever talks about or writes about is generally on. When I'm on the air. So the television that I see is so horrible
that I
have a distorted view of it. I'm sure there might be a show that I'd learn to like if I didn't work nights, but so it goes.
If you had your choice, would it be drive time morning? Would it be afternoon drive? What would you like?
Well, see, it's difficult because you're supposed to want to move to a more, prime spot, and I have
sure.
been offered mornings here over the years, but that's not me. That doesn't feel right. You end up babysitting the program from ads to traffic to the sports to weather and bottom of the hour news, and it just goes on, and you never get any, chunk of time to really play with there. And
right.
so I don't like that, and I don't know that the show is really meant to be anywhere else. Sometimes you should just be happy with what you have. I think of Keeler, who got started doing a Saturday night show. Who the hell wants a show Saturday night? Well, he parlayed into it into a pretty decent career for himself.
Well, sure.
So sometimes I should just sit back and go, you got a show every night, just shut up and be happy.
Well, that's true. And I tell you, what I do is I take the dog down to the park, and I listen to you while he's running around the park, and then I load him up in the van and come home. So.
I've told myself that if I sit here the rest of my life, I'm fine. As long as I can still get excited about doing a radio show, an 8 o'clock radio show is fine.
Sure.
You just have to remind yourself that there are thousands and thousands of people who would kill to have, a 50,000-watt station spot or a major market spot. They're in, Bismarck, or they're in, Sioux Falls or something, and you just have to.
Sure.
I think at some point you have to just throw the Lou Holtz book for winning and success out the window and determine
right.
that you've already arrived.
Before you got into Radio Mask, what were you doing? What
I was
your
doing
career?
Some freelance writing, and I was very very broke because it's tough to make a living doing that unless you're one of about a handful of people who,
sure.
who do the big magazine stuff.
But you did something on the side. You worked at the grocery store bagging groceries.
Oh, I had a bunch of jobs. I did all sorts of things. I drove a delivery van and was a laborer at a construction site and ran a little music club for a while and, bummed around the country a bit and the world a bit and stuff like
sure.
that. But I never did anything that really was anything anybody would have envied in the way of a job. I mean, no, I never had a job before this one that anyone would have said, boy, I'd kill to have that job.
Yeah.
Most people just found me kind of a ne'er-do-well.
Well, I understand. But I think you do a good job at it. I think maybe this is the best time for you, and I certainly enjoy you out here in Bloomington.
Well, thanks a million, Brian. Appreciate
okay.
it. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.